This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast. I am Ooh. We are here on the Thanksgiving episode, and my buddy's here. Finally, I know last week he wasn't here. Last week he wasn't feeling good. He was under the weather.
I was promised turkey. Where is the turkey?
You ain't getting. You're talking like a jive turkey. I tell you that right now.
You know what?
Take me home. Anyways, guys, first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in last week with our guest, Elias. It was a great episode.
It was awesome.
Guys making waves in the Tejano scene. I did receive a couple of more texts from different artists this week.
Too bad, dude.
Are officially booked up already for the rest of December. And then coming up the following year, we will be only doing wrestling podcasts three times out of the week. In the last week of the month, we'll be bringing in a local talent person. So if you're one of the lucky ones,
that's the plan.
That's the plan so far. But if anything comes up, trust me, you'll let us know. It says, how about a leg? Well, Omar, a buddy from me from work, is asking me, how about a leg? You can have Chew's leg. I'm pretty sure Chew wouldn't mind giving that up.
Yeah, come get it. I'm fucking getting it.
Don't attempt the new. He will come through those doors and come get it.
I got all the gravy for you, too.
Come on. Take it from me.
Take it.
But anyways, man. But, big shout out to last week, everybody who tuned in and watched the show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. But we are in the merge of Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow. If you're listening to the podcast this Monday, or I'm pretty much probably will release it for tomorrow. If I can get everything up and running perfectly, it'll be released actually on Thanksgiving. If you are listening to this on Thursday morning, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Everything's going well. Hope you're with family.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying all the delicious food. Staying safe.
No shit. Really staying safe, man. Be careful. And the night, evening, the way it rolls out for the rest of the night with family, watch the drinking. I mean, right now, patrol is very strong. They just want to keep people safe off the street for any accidents, make sure all their loved ones get home safely. Yes. So if you decide to go out and have a good time, be responsible, man. Get an Uber. Let an Uber drop you off and then pick you up and drop you at the next bar. No, I'm just joking.
Actually, if that's the plan, that'll work. Just have someone who's sober that can pick you up.
Yeah, man. A DD was the call.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, a DD. At least a DD to pick you guys up and take you where you got to go.
Exactly.
But other than that, man, Thanksgiving is almost number two on my list as far as favorite part of the year. Get all the great food on the table, great conversation. And then sometimes you have those family that really get into deep conversation and kind of lose it in the way. You know, it's always drama on Thanksgiving. Something always pops up. Exactly. Yeah. No, sometimes. Not most of the time. It's just sometimes. Let's give it a 99.6.
Let's round that up.
99.6. We'll round it up. 99.4. Let's do
99.4. Oh, great.
There you go. Put it down. But anyways, but yeah, man, honestly, to tell you the truth, the Thanksgivings that I've had with my wife's family and my family, it's never really got into anything that heavy. I mean, like massive arguments or yelling at each other at the table. And, you know, it's pretty much a tight and wholesome, you know, get together as far as food. It's the action starts when the football game starts. That's when it all let go.
Drama shit, you guys the yeah. entire year.
Yeah, no shit, right? But it has to be that one specific day. Yes. That one Thanksgiving is the one specific day where the whole family gets together, and for some reason, shit's about to go down. Every single time.
See, I actually know why. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
oh my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, okay, especially if you got, I mean, I can say it right now, especially if you have the lucky numbers of the night. That's all I'm going to say. And then I don't want any PD listening to me right now saying, oh, he said it. Go pick him up.
Let's go pick him up.
But, you know, it's always that one person who spent, I don't know how much money on their pot number. Yeah. And, you know, it, either they hit it. Or
they really don't.
They lose their fucking marbles, bro. Yeah. Lose their freaking marbles. But I've been in those occasions where I'm one of those guys that gets a ticket. Unfortunately, this year wasn't in the expense to actually get one.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully all those that are watching, have good luck to you guys, man. It should, the number of games right now in the NFL is crazy right now, man.
Yeah.
You got safeties happening, you got you know, extra points that are coming out of the king out of 60 plus yards now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not much of a nerve-wracking situation now.
Well, you know, DraftKings isn't really out the way you used to anymore.
No shit, man.
And milk is way more expensive. Yeah.
Milk is way more expensive.
Way more expensive. No, like, man. I just want to have some Cheerios.
No shit. What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving, bro? I mean, I know the food is the best part, but what's the best part of Thanksgiving, you know, growing up, when you were growing up with your family, bro?
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. God bless them. Out there, rain or shine, sleet or snow, and and hot pants and chicken. God, it brings a tear to my one good ass. Yeah.
Have you thrown your leg out? Throwing your leg out?
I tried.
You know how expensive TVs are nowadays?
Yeah. You
know, shit, man. I've tried boomeranging that shit out there, but once I throw it, it ain't coming back.
No, it ain't coming back.
Oh shit, dude!
I had to wrestle a kid for
not for a turkey leg, for my own leg.
For my own leg.
But yeah, dude. I mean, the favorite part of Thanksgiving for myself is, I mean, like I said, food. Necessarily the food. I mean, yeah. You know, it's my mom always. She makes the turkey. She stuffs the living hell out of it with all the stuffing inside. And cooks it all. And, you know, she cooks everything with the stuff inside the turkey, man. God, dude, it's freaking amazing, dude.
Do you prefer stuffing from inside the bird or from the outside?
You know what? Growing up, I preferred it inside the bird for some reason. It tastes better. It had all the natural turkey juices already.
Juices,
yeah, it was good, you know. Yeah. But it's not till I got married with my wife and went to have Thanksgiving for the first time with them, the first time with them. And my mother-in-law, she made a stovetop stuffing, and which I've never had before. You know, it was always the stuffed up turkey the stuffing inside this turkey that I like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought I wouldn't like it. I mean, I've had it before at friends' house growing up. You know, they invited me to come over. It didn't sit real well with me. I didn't like it at all. But for some reason, the way my mother-in-law makes it, it's really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mom, if you're watching, it's a tie. It's a tie. Pretty much that was the narrative on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Te lo vas a comer o no te vas a comer, no vas a comer nada. You know, you don't eat it, you're eating nothing.
Yeah.
For those that don't understand Spanish, Omar. Just joking, bro. It was like that, you know, and then my aunt would make her. It was funny. My aunt growing up would make deviled eggs.
Yeah,
you know, and I ate them because, you know, you know, your DM made him. Yeah, you have one. You got to have one. You know, and at first, when I tasted them, they were good. They were all right. And I liked them. I ended up like, then after a while, I was like, I got tired of it. I had to bow away for a while because I just couldn't eat them anymore. Yeah. My wife loves them. She loves the way my mom makes the devil's eggs. She likes them. She eats them every single time. She'll go at it, man. But yeah, dude. I mean, your meal, getting your meal for this for tomorrow. All right. What does it look like? What's on the plate? What are you looking at?
Well, turkey, just a little bit of gravy, just a little bit of cranberry sauce on top. I need potato salad.
Oh, you're a potato. They make potato salad, really? I'm a
potato salad guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I really enjoy the, especially like if they're cool. Mm-hmm. I like the potato salad on the side.
Okay.
I like the stuff. I like stuffing, but I prefer it on the side.
Oh, okay.
When it gets a little bit crunchy on top.
Yes, you know, yes.
That's how it is.
Okay.
And I know what you meant by that. You know, like, you know, when it's made, the stovetop, like it can be dry.
Yeah.
Because it's made on the stove.
Right.
But I mean, if they do it right, it comes out delicious.
Right. Right.
I really like that.
Right.
Stuffing on the side, potato salad, turkey, mm-hmm. cranberry sauce. Mm-hmm. That's really it, dude. I don't really like load the plate because I know, you know, put rice.
Right. You have the traditional, what we say, the estilo Mexicano Thanksgiving, the traditional rice, the potatoes, the turkey, the not yams, but the, you know, everything there is that you
specifically. Pretty much, everything that's on the table, you
right.
a little bit of.
Right. You know, and I'm the same way. Well, mom's house, when we eat at mom's, it's always pieces of turkey on the side, a mountain of stuffing because I'm a sucker for my mom's stuffing, and then after that, corn and mashed potatoes.
Right.
So that's I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, that's what I like to eat. When I'm at the in-laws, I made it a tradition to get the turkey leg. So that's what I get. I get the turkey leg. Yeah, that's the first thing that comes into the max.
I was going to say, does your mom get the turkey leg?
She cuts it all up. Oh, she cuts everything up. And it's like a mountain of turkey in one area.
Just all the meat.
All the meat, yeah, ready to go. Okay. You know, dark and white meat, it's all there. Okay. But at my in-laws, like, I get the turkey leg no matter what. Did you hear something?
I thought I heard something.
I heard something in the background. I don't know, dude. But we got to be careful with our words, dude. We don't want anybody marching in telling us something. We got to keep it cool, right? Just keep it on the rip.
Why would someone march in?
I don't know. So you never know.
Without a warrant.
Without a warrant, why would you think there'd be a warrant involved?
That's what I'm asking you.
A warrant, really?
Just talking about turkey.
Are you in trouble?
I'm not in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. I haven't done anything wrong.
Show me your. Show me. Let's see that butthole, dude. Let's see. I don't believe you.
I'm not Mike. Test 1, 2. I'm not wired, dude. Fucking shit. But anyway.
I'm not falling for no Donnie Brasco shit, dude.
Good movie, by the way.
Great movie. Has nothing to do with
test 1. Right, but no, dude. Yeah, but I get the turkey leg. My in-laws, I get the turkey leg, the stuffing, a good amount of stuffing. Yeah. Of course, the corn, the mashed potatoes with the gravy, and what's the other one? The cranberries, jelly cranberry inside. And I tend to mix everything up, bro. I mix everything up.
You know, it's gonna get mixed up in your tongue.
Yeah, I know, but it tastes even better when it's about to go into your mouth. Don't it? But last week? I'm not sure, Omar, if you're watching. I'm not sure it was last week or the week before. My buddy Chris said, "Hey, man." It was last week. It was last week because it was on. I believe it was on a Tuesday. I think it was on a Tuesday. Last week, he came in and he made a turkey, kind of like a turkey casserole, but it wasn't turkey. It was chicken. It was like a chicken casserole. But the ingredients he used. And mind you, when I just told you about stovetop stuffing, I don't, you know, there's only certain people that I'll eat off of that stovetop stuffing. For some reason, I don't know what Chris did, but he put a, it was, I believe, turkey stock. I don't know. I'm not sure if that exists or not. If I'm wrong, Chris, if you're watching, correct me. Chicken or turkey stock. He put actual chicken inside. And then he put stovetop stuffing on top of it and mixed it. Ooh. And then he put gravy on top. And then he threw it in the oven, let it cook, brought it in. We ate the casserole, bro. Fucking amazing, dude. Fucking amazing. I was like, dude, it's really, I was very impressed. I'm like, wow, Chris, that's, if you were a chick, I wasn't married. Yeah. We'd be talking. We'd be talking. But it was really good, man. It was really good. That it tasted really good. And
that sounds good too.
It was so good, man. And I was telling the wife about it. It was so good, babe. She was like, get the ingredients. I go, I wouldn't mind getting it so you could try it out, because the way he made it, I mean, it was really, really good. And then, well, my buddy, another gentleman, Silver, he was selling turkey plates the following week. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the week before last. Okay. Last week, he brought we bought turkey plates off of him. And, dude, it was also amazing. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And, it was actual stuffing that was made inside the turkey.
Oh, okay.
And, it was good. I'm not as good as Mama's, but it was good. It was good. I'll give you that. Yeah,
it was a good warm up
for to prepare, you know, for the Super Bowl. What I call Turkey Day, Super Bowl Turkey Day. Nice. But yeah, it was really good. So I know I'll be leaving the plate outside your cave tomorrow. I have to come by and drop you off a plate, buddy. Who's knocking at my door?
Oh, a delicious child.
Shit, dude. But yeah, overpriced. What do you mean overpriced, man?
You're overpriced,
Omar. Yeah. That's some great turkey, bro. You're just upset because you didn't buy one. Anyways.
You're just upset because no one loves you.
I didn't say that, buddy. He did. And I'll say it.
I'll wear a shirt.
I hate you, Omar. By the way, this is not the Omar you believe. This is my buddy, Omar, from work. All right, not Ro. Matter. All right, just letting you know.
Doesn't matter.
I hate them all. Oh, shit, dude.
I am non-discriminatory like that.
It's just a name. But anyways, yeah, dude, so Thanksgiving, it should be a wild one tomorrow, man. I mean, I'm not sure what games are up, who's playing tomorrow. I know the Cowboys got the Chiefs tomorrow.
Cowboys Chiefs tomorrow.
I believe that one starts exactly 12. I mean, this is like one of the first games they'll be showing tomorrow. I'm not really sure. But predictions. What do you think, buddy? They beat the Eagles last week. Puro Super Bowl bound, bro. We beat the Eagles. Come on. Come on. But
wow, they beat the Eagles.
I mean, I think the Eagles were like, yeah, all right, let them have the win. Yeah, just let them win. All right, we beat them by 4. Let them beat us by 3 or by 2, whatever. Let bygones be bygones.
Come on, guys. You know how long it's been since they've seen a Super Bowl. Come on. Let's just let it ride.
Let it ride, man.
We can stay on the side. Drink coffee.
Anyways, so what are your predictions, man?
I think the boys will stay true to form.
And lose. All right, yeah, sure, why not?
I think they'll mix it up and, like, lose at the very end of the game. Like,
really?
Yeah, just, like, snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Just like you get your mashed potatoes, you sit down, you're like, need a pinch of salt.
And
it's over. And it's over.
And I hate my life.
Hate my life. Well.
And these are not my numbers.
Yeah. Oh my God. How many? I'm gonna tell you right now. If PD was right here right now, they would hear this conversation. I wonder how many calls they will get for them to go to a house that this guy's throwing, going, losing it, because. Like I said, if they play their numbers, whatever, you know, it is, by the way, guys, it is illegal to do that, to let you know, but
that means it's never happened.
So, you know, something that happens, man, the number, and I wonder.
It's like running a red light. That never happens.
You don't drive.
No, that's why it never happens.
But, you know, I wonder how many calls they get for, you know, that in particular violent, you know, portion of it, of the, if you want to put it that way. Well, you know, throwing stuff at the TV, yelling at the neighbors, you know, just because they didn't hit the numbers, you know.
Sasuke, I look at it like, as, if it's inside the house, like, I don't think anyone's calling. Like, well, they didn't hit their numbers. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But if it's like outside, you know, rolling around on the lawn, you know, firing a gun in the air, yeah. Well, then, you know.
And I got Maria Yelase pronounced right here. I'm going, it's going to be a good game because the Chiefs are as bad as the Cowboys.
Wow.
Thanks for the enthusiasm there, Mary.
No, I'm going to suck more than you.
I'm going to do worse than you.
I'm going to do worse than
I'm
you.
I'm going to score 2 points. Yeah. That's it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but that's what's going to happen.
You know what? I'm going to twist my ankle walking out of the field right now.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't even have an ankle.
Cankles. They're called cankles. But anyway, you know, okay. You know, yeah, why not? I'll take it. At least I have some.
Wow.
Sorry. Wow. Sorry. Wow. I had to take the shot. I had to take the shot. I'm serious.
That was extremely racist. Thank you. Wow.
Hey, one's enough for you, all right? I got to have two. I got to have two. Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh. Here we go.
Oh, good night, everybody.
And it says, Mike says, you're welcome. She's saying, go Texans. Mary,
okay.
Mary, okay, I'm you know what? I'm not gonna dish the Texans any anything. I am a huge fan of, you know, I am a Vike fan. I'm a Viking fan, but I mean, when it comes to Texas teams, I root for both teams. I hope they do well. I am actually amazed that Mills is playing very well right now. You know, considering that Stroud is out, he's out for a while. I mean, he's out indefinitely, but I know he's out for a while. But I am amazed what the backup quarterback is doing. It's like the year of the backup this year for some reason. I mean, look at Shakur for the Cleveland Browns, man. I mean, All right, no, you're wrong. They played the Raiders. I know it's not a big deal. I know it's not. But what's going on? What's wrong with you, bro? You got to check the door? What are you doing?
I don't know if it's a ghost or...
Is somebody there?
Hello?
Oh, shit! What the hell? Who's out there?
Who is it?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Armando Espinosa in the house. Hey.
What's going on, manito? Have a seat over there, man.
Have a seat, bro. Have a seat, bro.
How you guys doing?
We weren't talking anything illegal.
Okay, I heard something about okay. All right. Hang on.
Let me get my numbers out. Mando, please take them in. No, no. Please. No.
All right, I know what's happening. I'll take off my leg. You drop your
What the? No, it doesn't work that way.
He has a kilo in it.
Shut the hell up, dude.
Check him.
What's going on, Mando? Welcome to the podcast. First time ever. Oh, man. You're a good buddy of mine, Mandito, man. We've known him for quite a few years. We used to play backyard football against, softball, baseball. Football was kind of interesting, considering the fact the people we played. But you don't call us old, man. You don't just because you're in junior high, you don't call us old.
I remember the game. When I was young. Accused of child abuse there.
Yeah, hey. Hey, they deserved it. They deserved it. Every bit of it, dude.
They were asking for it.
Yes.
How dare you call one of my buddies fat and call him go back to SeaWorld? How dare you say that to my buddy, buddy?
You know it's true.
Mando, shut up.
Well, it was.
But, man. Hey, man, welcome to the pod, bro. I mean, good to have you here, bro. Yeah,
we were
man.
Just talking about football and how much all the
cheese. Oh, don't get Mando started, dude. Your Mando's going to start gloating left and right. My man's a cheesehead, all right?
Oh,
we,
shit.
We took care of business.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You see, right here, guys, if you're officially watching, this is going off script. I know it's a Thanksgiving special, but like I said, Thanksgiving, you have the men sit around and talk about football because they don't get a chance during the season, only Thanksgiving. That's when they all get together and talk a lot of shit. So in the house right now, you have, and I'll put the camera, you got a Viking fan, you have a Bears fan, and then you have a Green Bay Packer fan right over there. So this is it. The only thing we're missing is the I don't even want to say their ugly names, but you know, they're missing.
No, the spirit of the Lions is kept strong by Beefy Boy Joe.
Oh, God.
Like every single time they win, they accidentally win a game. He is. He's texting everybody.
It's fun. It's fun to watch.
It's happening. We're going to the Super Bowl this year. It's happening. Screw all you guys who said that they couldn't do it. Guess what? They just won another game.
There you go. That's, that kind of sounds like Roe right now. They're in a hot road right now, buddy. Yep. Yeah, man. But
you don't tell them that, dude. Hey, you're doing good. No, you suck.
Well,
I gotta give it. The whole division is playing pretty good, man. It's a tough division, man.
The black and blue. It's a black and blue division, dude. Yeah. Black and blue. Purple and blue. Sorry, that's purple and blue. You're gonna play in that division. You're gonna get beat up, man. It's a hardcore division. I mean, it's what it is. But being a Packer fan for so many years, Mandito, I know you and I have we had an interesting game just recently, which was a bullshit game. You tell me, but. You're telling me, but I know. But I'm going through a.
Our defense is solid, man. That's all I can say, man. We bring in the pressure.
Well, thank you, Dallas. Can you say thank you, Dallas?
Thank you, Dallas. Thank you, Jerry Jones. Appreciate it. Take more if you
want. Spit them all out. Taught them my way.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry's World.
Excited to chat. The Packers are doing now.
Thank you, Jerry. That is the official channel. Believe it or not, it is the official channel right now. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but too bad on that in particular game against Dallas. It was a tie, which kind of like defeats the purpose of it. Yeah. But
why even show up?
That tie is better than the loss.
No shit.
Well,
that is
the Cowboys.
Oh, man, come on. Come on, man.
4 hours of pre-gaming for this. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I was disappointed.
All I know this week, was it next week? Is it the Bears and the Packers?
No. The Lions and the Packers are playing at 12 tomorrow.
Ooh.
It's a game. It's the Eagles and the Bears, I believe.
You better make a phone call right now. call Love, because I know you have connections, Mondo. I know you have connections. You better make sure he throws it.
Let me check my number.
Seven touchdowns tomorrow, Mondo. Don't even let those damn Lions even look at the end zone. All right?
And again, man,
it's
going to be a tough game, but I think we're going to come through.
Let's see what happens, man. It's up there.
It'll be a good game. He's ranked. It's been a good season.
Yeah, it has. It has been a very good season. Last season was great. The thing is that the quarterback we had couldn't close. It hurt us so much. And then we got JJ coming in. All right, here we go. And then I think he didn't play last year. This is going to be his rookie season. I go, oh, my God. We're going to suck, aren't we? Oh, God. Dude, I think I literally had and my wife can, if she is watching, she will agree to that, nearly had a heart attack three weeks ago because I was so pissed off on how they were playing, bro. I don't know why I think they would have made a call PD on me. That's how bad it was. Too bad I'm out of your jurisdiction. But they would have called him PD on my ass. Yeah, that's what the knock would have been. No, but my blood pressure shot, dude. I was pissed. Man, I get when it comes to them playing, I get really emotional. Like, what the hell? I'm throwing every word in the book at the TV knowing that they can't hear me. But I do it either way. And I get too emotional with that. My wife goes, this game's going to give you a heart attack one of these days. I go, yep. Yes, I am. I'll die in purple. Fuck it. But we're talking about Thanksgiving, Mandito. What are your great memories of Thanksgiving coming up as a kid, man?
Oh, just back then. I mean, I think all the cousins got along. We have a big family, so a lot of our cousins would get together. All of us would go to one particular place, whether it be my grandma, my aunts, and. It was fun times when we were younger, man. At that time, well, nobody had all their other families. So now we kind of grew apart, you know, because everybody's got their own family, their own people to go to. But those were fun times, man, eating food and getting together.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Mm-hmm. play sports or something. We'd find something to do, you know, just to compete against each other, all the cousins and everything.
Right. It's always that night, that cool football game when all the cousins come together, you all go to the backyard, you play on the street, you know. Those are the fun times.
We used to do, man. It was those big get-togethers. I'm talking about a lot of people coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a little bit more condensed. I guess everybody grew apart, you know.
Right, right. Has their own family. Well, consider the fact Mandito grew up down the street from one of the Beefy Boys down here next door, and that was Ro. Mm-hmm. So he has quite a few stories growing up. Hey, So let me pitch this, and you can knock it out of the park, all right? Yeah. Let me slow pitch this.
All right. Hurry up.
So, Chu, if you had any questions for Mando about your buddy Ro, that is the guy that talks right now. Go. I will put you on. I'll put you on camera one, camera three, and look that way and ask him the question you want to ask.
What the hell is taking PD so long to show up to that guy's house? Okay. How many secret tips need to be dropped about the shit that's going on here? I don't know what's happening to those animals, dude, but something's happening. Somebody needs to do something.
All right. Oh, shit. I can already hear he's going to show up. Like, what are you talking about before?
Well, he should have shown up.
Oh, man. So, okay. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Before the game starts, what's on your plate? What are you eating, man?
What am I eating? Of course, the regular turkey, stuffing, macaroni.
Do you eat breakfast or do you just hold out?
No,
you hold.
He's
the Marine.
We're eating all that and then the dessert, man. Dessert probably, the pumpkin pie, the pie.
He's the general in front of the army. Hold! Hold! I can't hold much more, Captain!
You know, and then you do your second dinner after, you know, the sandwiches and all that.
Yeah, God, turkey sandwiches for 2 weeks.
So you always get your first plate, then you get your dessert, and then you do something for a little bit.
Right.
And then you go again for your second
serving. Oh, hell yeah. You go for a second serving. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Or give us some plato, you know, when you're leaving there.
Yeah. My sister's always like, man, take all you can. We always overcook. But we always eat it. We eat it. We don't let it go.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I think we don't let go to waste, man. I always have leftovers after my kids eat and all that.
Yeah.
And we just end up throwing it away. But when it comes to Thanksgiving stuff, man, that stuff's going to be eaten all week, all weekend, all through the week, man. So, yeah, no, I love turkey, man. People say, like, they can't eat turkey, like, ahead. You know how they're sort of, like, you go to restaurants and they serve turkey and they can't do it. Man, I can eat turkey all the time, man. That stuff's good.
It's nostalgia, man. When you eat it, even if it's before Thanksgiving, you're like, oh, man, I wish it was November. I wish it was November already. Pumpkin pie is that, and now the big thing at the in-laws is cheesecakes. So the cheesecake is oof. It gets bad.
Cheesecake.
There you go.
Those are good.
Ooh.
And I think my brother-in-law's and turkey, so that's gonna be something different.
And where's your brother-in-law live? You're gonna see me and Chew out there. We're here for my plate.
I was told that there would be a plate.
And I'm not leaving until I get it. Why are there German shepherds running after me? No, man.
They should wait for their own plate.
Yeah. No, I text you. Was it this past week or last week? I text you. Your sister was in the store.
Oh yeah, she told me she ran into you.
She ran into me. Yeah. I go, you look familiar. I'm trying. He goes, yes, I'm on. I go, okay.
Didn't you go do something at her house?
No, I didn't do anything at her house. It was at the store.
Oh, the store.
At the store, right. She came by and bought a water heater off of the store. I think it was another water heater. And your brother-in-law was there. And he goes, yeah, I gave Mandito a whole plate of, I think it was, they had given you turkey or something like that, a serving of something.
No, so there where we work, we have like a little luncheon for everybody.
Yeah.
We do it a week before. So it was my turn. I bought a turkey and a ham and
you said you're cooking.
Here, cooking. It's the second
year in a row.
It's been traditions.
You're cooking.
I would not be able to cook the turkey. I don't cook. Like I'm just, what do you want me to bring? And I don't cook. I just watch everybody
eat. I'm what you call the garbage disposal. If there's anything left over, it's going to get eaten.
You're done with that, right?
You're done with that, right? I just served myself.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm the manager. Like, I'm just watching, make sure everybody's cooking right. All right,
it's good. Looks good. Yeah. Smells good. You? Yeah. You're doing good. All right. No, man. That's cool, man. That's cool, man. That's awesome, bro. We're going to take a quick pause. We got to say thank you to our sponsor. Hold on right there, Manito. Don't go anywhere. Big shout out to Anotis Constructions, residential, commercial, renovations, remodels. Guys, these are the guys for you. Give them a call. Call Tony, man. He'll gladly help you out. If he doesn't answer, he might be really, really busy at the point, because I know they have a big project in Edinburgh. They're making parking lots right now for the courthouse.
Yes.
And they are with their second business, which is actually Anotis Concrete Solutions. Yes. This is another great sponsor of ours. They're doing wonders out there, man. And this guy's company is growing slowly and catching fire, man. Legit, licensed, everything you ask for, this guy has it, man. He has the people that work under him, all licensed and ready to go. Yep. Great group of guys. If you're looking for something to get done professionally, give this guy a call. He's one hell of a guy. Also, big shout out to Pandora's Box with Freddie Honda, tattoo artist. Guys, you want a great tattoo at a great price, give Freddie Honda call, man. Reach out to them with a QR code. Hit that code up. Takes you straight to them. Gives you all the information. That he does custom tattoos, as he did this one right here for me about a couple of months ago. Did a real great job. And I know I'm due for another one. I got to go back and get another one done. But he also has Wednesday Bible study,
Wednesday,
right?
Bible study.
Bible study. You guys
open
are not,
to the public.
Yeah, open to the public. If you're out and about in the streets and you're up to no good and you think you're not going to get in trouble, you might want to head over to the Pandora Box and join in, man. You know, get a little bit of that, little bit of that religion stuff in your body and your soul. That's so keep away from the sad and keep.
Just try it.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, man.
Yeah,
it's free. Yeah. You're not putting anything in. They're helping you out, man. It's for a good cause. So, guys, just a heads up for that. Also, guys, big shout out to, oh, what was that? Oh, sorry. Oh, here we go. That's it. Backup's coming in. No, but big shout out to everybody that's reached out to us for the caps, man. I've been selling quite a few. I've been doing very well. We still have a lot of foreign stock. If you next look to Chew back there on the right hand, on his left hand side, we got quite a few caps available in store here at the studio. If you are wanting to buy one, just hit us up and we'll get back to you ASAP. Other than that, guys, thank you so much. You know, the sponsors, thank you so much for helping us out every, actually for the past 2 years already with Anotis Construction. We've had a lot of other sponsors in the past that have been with us and helped us out greatly. And we greatly appreciate you guys. We give thanks to you guys, you know, and the following year, it's only going to get better. Nonstop wrestlers and special guests at the end of the month or mix and match. So just tune in for that to happen. It's going to be a great one. So back to our podcast here with Mandito here, man, chilling out with us. What are your thoughts? I was talking to Chu here about the game. I know you're probably going to have to watch it because there's nothing else to watch on the tube. That door opening by itself. Who else is here? Oh, by the way, Mondo is haunted. I've heard stories. You might want to close that door. Make sure that door is closed, man, because that's freaking me out. Thank you. But watch it over. I didn't want you to close it. But Cowboy game prediction, Chiefs or Dallas?
I'm taking the Chiefs, man.
Taking the Chiefs?
Yeah. The Chiefs are on the playoff mode right now because they got to win every game.
No shit. No shit.
I think they have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Cowboys do. I mean,
playoffs?
I know. They still have a slight chance.
Oh, God.
Slight chance. But everybody has to lose, and it's almost impossible.
Right.
But, of course, all the Cowboy fans are holding on to that little hope. You know, so you're telling me there's a chance.
No. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's true, man. They hang on to every inch and ounce of it. So, you know, so Green Bay got the Lions.
Yes. So that's going to
tomorrow.
At least maybe changing from second to who's second or third, unless the Bears beat the Eagles, I think on Friday, I think is the game.
It's a Black Friday game. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
that's going to be a tough one.
Jesus, man. That was
it. We'll learn who the Bears are.
Uh-oh. And here it comes. Here it comes. I'm amazed Rose not watching. He probably doesn't even know we're on right now. It's like, oh, that's some bullshit. I'm tuning in right now. No, but
I'm surprised he's not texting you.
No, no, I'm so don't let's not jinx her. It's like Beetlejuice. You say it three times, they show up. So oh look, there he is.
He was supposed to come down here.
Yeah, he was. He was feeling under the weather. So and I know they were supposed to have a radio station today. They were supposed to do something as far as in their pod, but unfortunately, Thanksgiving, family comes down, so it gets kind of, you know, bushy tail, so you can't really move anywhere. You got to play host.
No, it was raining. He doesn't want to get frizzy hair. That's why.
He's like a mogwai, dude. Where it falls on, there's more of them that pop out. I understand. I totally understand. And then you're not supposed to eat after midnight.
What's he
doing?
He does it anyway.
Oh my
God. He's going to go for his midnight trip to Whataburger.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
What do you mean he doesn't?
He doesn't do that anymore. He kind of called it quits, man. He called it quits.
He was talking about how he's old now, and it takes him longer to recover.
Dude.
And all this other stuff.
Hey, bro, yeah. You're preaching to the choir over here. It was like one episode, I think it was with Rock and Roll James. I had him in the other studio. We were talking about that. He was already, I think he had just turned 53, 54, around there, or maybe a little bit older. And we're talking about that, and he was saying, yeah, man, I'm just, you know, like in your 30s, your 40s, and your buddy would come, I'll be out there right now. And you get 50, maybe mid 55. You're like, hey, you're gonna come over. Hey, bro, I'll get there when I get there. All right, man. It's gonna take time, but I'm gonna get there. Don't rush me. But yeah, man, I mean, it's so true. You get a certain age, a lot of stuff starts to happen, bro. Things start shutting down that you didn't know they were shutting down. So yeah, but anyways, that's a whole different.
Anything crazy happens 15 minutes at a time.
Dude. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's so true.
Got 15 minutes, and then I gotta go.
No shit. Yeah. But no. So Thanksgiving plans tomorrow, Manito. You are munching out at your sister's house.
Yes.
Is there a battle? What's on your? Well, you know, you say you already said we have your plate. Do you all battle for the turkey leg or for the most infamous? The wishbone?
No. I think we ever had that as a tradition. Whoever's house it is, or whoever's doing it, they can do the wishbone.
The wishbone?
There's no wishbone fight.
Right? There's no wishbone fight?
No.
Now, it's like I was telling, in my house, on both sides of the family, my in-laws and home, there's never a controversy. In the family, like you know, always something. Something always comes up.
I totally understand. Yes, when we used to get along together, the big groups, of course, there's more controversy and stuff. Me and my sisters were more chill. We kind of never, you know, have like big fights. But
we
got along all the time. Both of my sisters, we never stay mad at each other for
something. Right.
So, but yeah, there's never something like, oh, somebody's coming in or oh, this person doing this, and nah, it's pretty chill.
El chisme, vato.
Chisme is about everybody else. Yeah. Not about us.
isn't that a tradition, bro? It's always a chisme about everybody else.
Did you know what dad did?
what cousin's doing, or
the ones that are not actually at get together. No shit, dude.
They're right here.
Like, I'm right here, bro. You invited me.
It's time to catch up. I mean, you're like, when does that happen? Like,
right.
Trying to catch up with everything that's going on with the rest of the family. I mean, we don't get to see them as much anymore.
Right.
That's the only unfortunate thing. Yeah, we were planning to do something with all my cousins and maybe with all of us too.
Yeah.
We haven't done anything.
It's been a while. It's been a while since the Brew Crew had gotten together. The Toxic Waste have gotten together.
My sister's been wanting to get along. She used to hang out with us. So we're going to.
We're gonna have to schedule one, Chew or Blade. We have to schedule one soon where we get all the guys together, the whole group. I know there's a couple of them that won't want to be on camera, which is fine. We can get them off the camera. We can put them in the other room. They can do voice wise. We'll hear their voices through the speaker. But there's a total. I was talking to Steve today, actually, and he was telling me, and now. Who the hell, Steve? I was talking to Steve today, and he was telling me, dude, I wish we can all come together again, bro, just to chill out and talk and shoot the shit. I go, bro, I have the perfect platform. We should do it. Hey, we can just do an audio one just for all of us sitting down and talking. That'd be fucking awesome. Like, I can MC the whole thing, and we just chit chat, shoot the shit. And he was like, dude, that'd be badass. Because, I mean, Steve, I was talking to Steve to see if he wanted to come in today also. He could show up. Talk to Al. Al said he wanted to come. Yeah, he wanted to come. Unfortunately, he couldn't because he had to work. So big shout out to Al. I know he's putting in the hours. He's still working at the Orange Box, man. Still there. Hey, he's a midnight manager now, bro.
So am I.
Midnight manager. That's means totally different, dude. It's called a shift, not a stiff. All right.
It still works.
No, it's called a work crew, not a stroke crew. All right. It still works. Mondo's over there, like, what the hell? Now I get it.
I'm still on the clock. Right?
No, that means something else. I'm not going to say that. That's what you tell your boyfriend.
A kilo of cocaine is in this corner right now. I swear to God. I swear to God, check
him. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, man. That came like a machine gun right now. I'm sorry, dude. Woo. You see, this is what we need.
this needs to be recorded.
But no, it's like at one point, I remember a while back, Mondo, the last football game we played as a group was actually, and this was a long time ago, long time ago before we went into our careers. We played at Barbie Field. It was a rainy day. We're out there playing. And after we won the game, and by the way, we did play kids that were in the varsity team that year. Right? We didn't play younger kids. Well, maybe we did. But that's a whole story.
I think the statute of limitations are already
out. I can only say it once, guys. That's it. I'm out. Yeah. But I know Steve. I talk to Steve a lot. You know, we still talk with each other a lot. And at one point, he goes, dude, I want to take a picture of all of us. You know, you remember the Last Supper? I go, yeah. He goes, I want us all on a bench, sitting down, but instead of called the Last Supper, it's called the Last Call. I'm like, bro, that's fucking amazing. I'm so down. And I go, who's who? Who's who, dude? I want to know who's who. I go, who's who? I'm like, okay, well. I go, we know who Judas is. He goes, who, Mike? I go, Judas is Mike, I can tell you right now. If those of you don't know who Mike is, it's a Rose's younger brother. We'd be played Judas. I know he would told me I would be Peter. I think he has you as I'm not sure who he said. Was it one of the other apostles? I'm not sure it was Luke or Paul. I'm not sure. Now I'm not saying Paul from the Beatles, but one of those.
Luke,
but
Skywalker?
Sure, why not? And we were trying to go down the list. I go, is there 12 of us? I go, no, I think we're a little bit more. I go, is it? He goes, yeah. But yeah, it was hilarious, man. We would talk about that stuff. I go, dude, that one day we'll do that, man. That'd be so freaking awesome to take a picture like that and call it the Last Call. All of us just, you know, pass down the table.
I miss Steve, man. Hey,
great guy, man. Yeah, real. Jesus. Jesus.
All the holidays, wishing us,
Yeah, he still does it till today. He, yeah, he's a good cat.
Make sure you're all right. Yeah, you're good. Cool.
Yeah.
He keeps in touch that way.
He touched bases with everybody, man. That's what's so awesome about Steve, dude. He's always been like that. I know he asks about you a lot also when I call. Hey, how's Balda doing? He goes, he's doing good, man. He's doing all right.
Really? Because he never answers my call.
You're just an extension, bro. You're like a branch. You're out of his area code.
It's weird. Every time I call, like, there's a voice that sounds like him going, your number cannot be. Your call cannot be completed as dial. Please stop calling.
Yeah, that's Steve.
He's really cool. So he'll check in on me sometimes.
Yeah, he calls everybody, man. Even though he hasn't seen you in years, he reaches out and see how you're doing. Yeah. But yeah, Steve's a great guy, man. But yeah, talking about that brings back a lot of memories, bro. Growing up with you, I met Mondo. I think I was like what in my late 20s. I had just recently gotten married. At age 26, and I think you came over to my house when I was living in West Ogoa one time. I remember
first time.
Yeah, we did the Fantasy League for 10 years. That was fun. Don't take this personal, Mondo.
Oh, shit.
You know, if you want to arrest my wife, you can arrest my wife. No, I'm just joking. But at one time, I was there working outside. I know Omar was there, and I think Steve was there, and you had come over because we were going to watch a game or something. I'm like, camera, we're going to play something on because we would do Xbox get togethers and we'll play Xbox. And he came over. My wife was Chihuahua that scared the crap out of me. Yeah, like, what the hell is that? I go, right? Goes, so I'm coming in with a boombox. She saw you coming up to the door. And my chica, babe, come here. I'm like, what's up? Who's that in the front door? I go, who is it? He goes, there's un chinito que está. I go, chinito. I go, what? He goes, oh, that's Mando. He Mexican. I go, he the good kind of Mexican. He goes, don't tell him I heard something. Oh, wait. Well, after 25 years, babe.
It's not the first time. It's not the first time
they've been thinking that way.
No. Even in college, man. I was in college, too. They thought I was.
What is it?
Maybe you feel like he's born in East LA. You know that.
Oh, right? Yeah. Nobody came to here. Do math. Jesus Christ. Ooh, I'm going to get the hate mail on that one. yeah, dude. And it was cool because we would have Xbox get-togethers. We would have the Fantasy League, which I know everybody's asking me, when are you going to start the Fantasy League again, man? When are you going to get it up and running again? I mean, but I don't see any use to it anymore because Al's already in one. Philip, I haven't seen in years. But I know he runs one also, and you know it's like, well, you guys are, and I know Steve. I think his wife's a part of another fantasy league team also. So I'm like,
yeah, and ours was just for bragging rights.
Yeah,
ours
was just
it wasn't like a
goal set
or whatever. Yeah, it was all for
it was just bragging rights and a trophy. Yeah, and a trophy that was it. Well, it's actually a plaque that had all the names on there. Did you ever get on that plaque?
No, I did not.
Two-time. Two-time. Yeah. Spanish League Super Bowl champion right here.
And after that, I started my own league. And now I got three different leagues now.
Now, so have you won any?
My own ones. And
cheated.
And the other ones are
manipulated the numbers.
New, so, you know.
Yeah, I hear you,
right? The other one, it's my second or third year. I've come close, but. No cigar.
It's fun, man. I know you had joined in for, I think, 1 year. You jumped in for a while. Yeah. I think it was like the second or third year because I know you and Joe jumped in for 1 year. Then you bowed out. You said, we don't pay no more. So you got out. And about the Arkham Army. I remember that one. That still remember the name. And you had they had the BLS Bears and you had the Kiss Army. Al's was the Iron Maidens, I think. Mine was the Red Dragons. There was quite a few of us. There was the Hackers, which was Philip. There was nine of us that were playing.
We grew a little bit more. I think you grew added a couple more people.
Like, yeah, it was about 12 teams.
At the end, it was up to 12 people.
It was crazy. And draft day was a nightmare, dude. It was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, back then you didn't have the computer to do it. It was all hand. Oh, you had to put the names up.
Yeah, no, dude. I remember the first. It was hilarious. And this is a true story, guys. This is a true story. And Manu will believe me. The first year I said, because I had played in the fantasy league before with some guys at work, they made a big thing. It was money and all that shit. And they asked me, if you want in, it's 25. I go, oh, okay, cool. But how many teams are there? And he goes, it's a total of 15 teams. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like doing the numbers. Like, oh, that's a lot of money. I go, that's a lot of money. I go, what does 25 consists of? He goes, you get a salary cap of $2.5 million. So, you know, we bid on players. And you get the player, you know, you get him, and that's it. Okay. So I'm the rook. I'm the young guy. So the first one that pops on the board is Adrian Peterson. It was that year where he was fucking hot. I mean, he broke records. I dished out, I think, $1.9 million. I go, $1.9. He's like, what? Oh, dude, what are you doing? $1.9. I ain't going to waste that. I'm not going to go $2 million. I go, $1.9. Let him do it, dude. He doesn't know what he's doing. I got him. Got a little quarterback that did subpar, a couple of okay receivers for a good price. And sure enough, the year went on, boom, 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 going perfect. I make the playoffs. My boss, mind you, my boss, ladies and gentlemen, at Toys R Us back in the day, he tells me, he goes, you made the playoffs. I go, yeah. And I've been keeping an eye on that. Yeah. You know, you're doing pretty good. And you got two more weeks. Let's see if you make it to the final. Make the Super Bowl. Badass. Like, okay, hey, man, hopefully you win. He goes, yeah, first timer, all right. I didn't know I was playing the general manager of the league for the Super Bowl. Mind you, there's about 300, 350, 360 on the table, 375 on the table to win. I whoop his ass. That was the game where Adrian Peterson just broke 200 yards in one game. Amazing. You see my boss that weekend comes, he gives an envelope, he does this. Here's your envelope. Oh, bad. Thank you, boss. Thank you. Yeah, you're out of the league. We don't want you back. Oh, come on. What the hell? I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, the general manager wants to tell you that we don't have any openings next year. I'm like, fuck, I'm making my own league then. But not with money. Because I can't afford it. So I make the league up, and the first person I call on my list, I give Ro a call. Say, hey, bro, this is what I'm doing. I start explaining this is a fantasy league. And, you know, you pick your players. You keep, you know, and you know, you can get points. And then you can make it to the Super Bowl and you win a trophy. I'll make a trophy. Dude, I am so in, dude. Like, all right, dude, let's go. I'm going to let you, all right, I'm going to let you pick first. Because you're my buddy, dude. I'll let you pick first. All right, dude. This is who I want. You go, this is who I want. My quarterback, I want Joe Montana. My running back, I want Walter Payton. My wide receiver, I'm gonna let him pick whatever. I'll go, all right, okay. That's it. All right, and what about the rest? It doesn't matter, but those are the guys I want. All right. So I make his list on the Yahoo page. Yeah. You know, I put it on there, and then I call Steve, then I called you, then I call everybody else. I got picked last, so I get whatever I got, but we're all new to it, so we didn't know. So I knew what players to pick more or less. I go, I'm going to pick this guy, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Done. First week comes around. I think Ro plays Steve. Steve whoops his ass 80-3. Oh, <damn. laughs> 3. It's like, dude, what the hell? Dude, how do you tell me that Joe Montana is not going to whoop? Dude, Walter Payton, dude. Walter Sweetness, low number one rusher in the NFL, like. I don't know. Second week comes out, loses again. I don't know to who. I think it was to Phillip. It's like 98-1. And he's still not figuring out. Like, dude, I don't understand what the hell's going on, dude. I don't understand. What's this fantasy football? I go, bro. That's how I explain it. You're talking about football players right now that are playing right now. Oh, shit. Who's the better? He started giving, all right. He starts going to like, a book. He's like, all right, what about this guy taking? What about this guy taking? What about this guy taking? Everybody's like, oh, dude, you're basically good off if you get all the Cleveland Browns. And I go, you're going to be a Cleveland Brown fan for 1 year until next year. So, but yeah, true story. I swear, honest to God, true story. It was hilarious, bro. But yeah, the fantasy leagues are fun to play, bro. I love doing that. It's a lot of fun to do, so, man. It's a lot of fun.
Crazy, man. The amount of fun. $1,000 people putting on the man, that you're crazy. Even with $50, I'm like, it's a little. Yeah,
25 cents? Are you nuts? I got it. 25 cents a game? No, I'm not doing that. No, it's under demand. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy nowadays how these fantasy leagues have grown for something so simple and fun, and they've gotten like blown out of proportion. And then you start looking at all these gambling apps, FanDuel. Yeah, all these. I mean, it's crazy. Even that Vegas one that they have also is another Vegas one also. You know, I freak out like, wow, man. I mean, people that put so much money into that, and some win and some lose it all, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
They're trying to get me that way they can get free money. But I'm like, man, if I get in, I probably won't be able to control myself. So I know myself better. So I'm like, no, please don't get me in the stuff.
I don't want anything to do with your, tonterías, man. Yeah. So, we're coming up to 57 minutes into the podcast, and we finish it up in an hour. I'm gonna let Mondo close. Well, his final thoughts, man. What do you thankful for this year? Now that Thanksgiving at the table, I'm not sure if y'all go around in circles and say what you're thankful for or the prayer or whatever.
No, but we usually have a prayer. But man, the thing that I'm always thankful for are my kids, man. My two kids that I've had, I'm happy to have both of them. In my life, most of the stuff I do it for them, man. And I have a good family too. My
my sisters and my mom and all my sisters and my brother-in-laws, they're out there to help us out, man. They're pretty cool. But my kids, man, that's the top priority for me. That's what I'm really thankful for. We raised them up pretty good. So I'm thankful for that, man. That's something that's dear to me, man.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. Balde, what are you thankful for this year, man?
I'm thankful for my friends, my family. You know, we don't get a chance to get together like we used to, you know, just like we've been talking about. But I'm grateful for them still. And, you know, the good health that I do have, I'm grateful for that. You know, it changes day by day, but I'm grateful for all the good things that I have in my life. And hopefully I've told everyone who is important to me that that they are important to me.
Hmm. You haven't said anything to me, but anyway. you're not that important.
Everybody but Mark.
Yo, shut up, man.
Thank you.
You ass. Shut up, cheesehead. Now, for myself this year, I'm thankful for family, bro. And what I mean by family, it's not just the immediate family, not my mom, my dad, my wife, my kid, all my in-laws. I'm talking about family. Everybody that walks through that door to this podcast, everybody that walks that's involved with the studio, man, that's family. You know, something goes wrong, or you know, we're there for each other. Someone's in heat and they don't know what to do, and something that we're able to do for them, and we're able to help out as best as possible. We're brothers in here. It's nothing but men. We're brothers, man. We're a band of brothers in here, and I love each and every single one of you guys. You guys are my friends, ride or die friends, you know, to the end. And shout out to my wife and my kid and my in-laws and my parents, man. Without them, this, what I'm doing here, wouldn't be possible. The you guys that are watching, thankful for you, this wouldn't be possible. The guys who sponsor us, for them, not for them, this wouldn't be possible. For Royal Balde and guests like Mandito and all the other guests we've had on the show, this wouldn't be possible. I thank my lucky stars every day. I did go through a health issue a couple of weeks back, which scared the living shit out of me. And I came to terms and realized that I need to slow down. I'm running through life a little bit too fast. I need to relax a little bit. Don't push yourself too much. And I'm thankful I have a backbone like my wife to tell me that and to put me in my place when I know I'm really going way out of hand and I need to slow down. So I love all you guys. You know, God bless you guys. But that's what I'm thankful for this year.
Dude, it was just gas.
It was gas. Thank God it was gas. I'm thankful for God just giving me gas.
You just needed some Pepto-Bismol.
I feel better. My blood pressure went down.
Jesus, I'm coming. It's finally
happening. It's a big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming, baby. Nah, shit, man. But yeah, dude, that's what I'm thankful for, man. For all my buddies who still hanging in tight, and slowly we'll get that one podcast when we get all the guys in here and shoot out stories you would not believe. It's going to be nonstop. That's going to be about a 2-hour show, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be video because I have to keep it under wraps so you don't know who's talking.
I'm not sure it should be audio, dude. I'm pretty sure some of that shit's going to be
well, we would have to ask Manito about that. But unfortunately, it's out of his jurisdiction. That's, we're good. But
really, even the stuff that
shut up, shut up. I still got my Wesco coin, dude. I still got my police officer coin. That gives like a get away and get out of jail free. It don't work. Get it?
Damn it! Shit.
But anyways, man, no, Mondo, first of all, I want to say thank you, man, for taking the time to come out here. I know we have a lot of plans before Thanksgiving. I had other friends that wanted to come in also and join us, but then a family came in and they're like, dude, I can't get away. That's fine. It is what it is. I know we had Eric Shadows who was going to show up yesterday. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it because family came in also and work, and that's totally fine. We'll get them next year when the wrestling episodes start kicking in. But Mondo, God bless you, man. Thank you for everything you do. Keep up the great work on your position where you're at. May God te cuida, que te cuida Diosito donde estás. Anywhere you're at, man, just be safe. And in the words of Jenny DeForest, he goes, you hear something? Run. Don't look back. You just run. You run. I ran.
I'll run, Jenny.
But no, man, God bless you, man, and nothing but a positive year coming up for next year, man. Hopefully it all goes out as well, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for the night. Thank you so much for tuning in. Had a lot of fun today, bro. You know, we talked about
a change, right?
for a change, actually. Yeah, for a change. It was actually fun with having you in here with me today.
What'd you tell your boyfriend?
No, that's not what I heard from your boyfriend.
What are you doing talking about?
You know what? Never mind. We'll talk about that after the podcast.
We'll talk about that on the ride home.
By the way, if you want to watch the ride home, you can watch. No, I'm just joking. For subscribers.
No, you can sign up for the Patreon.
Patreon, yeah. I didn't even set that one up yet, but there's a lot of video. Mondo, do not sign up for that. other than that, guys, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all and to your families and anybody who's with you today. If some family is not with you and they are no longer with us, you know, keep them in spirit and, you know, you'll feel their comfort like they're actually there. So God bless every single one of you guys for watching the show today, and have a safe and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Yep. Any last words there, Chu?
Just have fun, stay safe, and God bless the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Something tells me I'm going to go leave your plate later on in the evening when the Cowboy game is over.
God, it's so heartwarming.
I'm going to show up, open the door. What are you doing in your underwear? Get out! Sign us off. Sign us off, man. We will see you next week. 7:30. Oh, next week, 7:30? Yes. Next week, 7:30. Sorry, man. We got a special guest coming down from San Antonio, a wrestling gentleman who owns a wrestling. Shawn Michaels owns this wrestling program. Now he owns it, and he's bringing down one of the wild girls from Women's of Wrestling that come out on CW. She will be in the program next week on Thursday, 7:30. So don't miss out. And
one of us might get knocked the fuck out.
It's gonna be him. It's gonna be like always, guys. Ladies, Gators, peace out.
Night, everybody.